This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Again, I say, like I said.
Nine, Paige.
Get off here, you stupid perv.
And Fat Boy.
No, I'm not. You watch your mouth.
The Rise Guys
Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Let's talk about food. Are you hungry?
Actually, yeah.
What do you opt for, bougie or comfort? So there was a study commissioned, and they wanted to know what Americans would rather eat.
I thought you said fart. You said fort.
What's your answer to that, though, Fat Boy? Well, you don't. I know you don't like bougie food.
Yeah, it depends. Like, I see a lot of foodies with the presentation. I'm like, where's the rest of the food? You got like one little piece of meat.
Yeah, sometimes I want enough food too. Yeah.
But I have portion control issues, I've been told. So.
Me too.
I ain't the best source on this.
So after a tough day, would you rather have a gourmet meal, like, you know, what you see on Instagram or some cookie show or whatever, or do you just want something that makes you feel good, like macaroni and cheese?
Now, you can gourmet some macaroni and cheese, though.
Yeah, if they put, like, crumbled up lobster on it with some bacon or whatever, that's like a $9 side.
Yeah, I don't like lobster mac and cheese, but you can make it real good.
It can be the entree.
Yeah, like, you can, like, I mean, in the right hand, some cube steak and gravy is a gourmet dish.
Oh, I had a wasted meal last night.
What happened?
I got some cube steak from somewhere I never get it from, and it was cut too thick. It was too tough.
Oh, it sucks when it's too thick.
It was garbage.
Where'd you get it?
Big box retailer.
Oh, you can't do that.
You got to flatten it out.
Mm-hmm. You need to beat it with your hammer.
Too tough.
Yeah, get one in.
Tenderizing.
Get a meat hammer?
Yeah.
Little cubes on the end of it.
Beat it with Mike hammer.
I shouldn't have to do that. Walmart, what are y'all doing?
Well, yeah, you think it'd be already. Well, you know, you got to go to the other place to get it.
That person that cut it might have been in women's wear last week.
I mean, you don't know who cut it
who
in fabrics.
What they're wearing.
They cut it back in fabrics.
But he's a guy, though.
Well, who cares about clothes he got on? He's just cut that meat.
He was up there wearing culottes, cutting my steaks up.
Is he legal, though? That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just. Fancy or not, I tend to go for the I guess what would be termed comfort food here over fancy food.
Well, according to this study of 2,000 adults in the U.S., Americans are more than 3 times more likely to opt for comfort food. So that's 70% over gourmet meals at 16%.
We look it.
If that's what they're going to choose.
Yeah. It's like somebody pointed out, you look at the picture of the beach 30 years ago, maybe more. Yeah. Maybe a lot more, actually.
I follow that way back, Myrtle Beach or whatever, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me feel so good to see the old school pictures of Myrtle Beach.
But then you feel sad because you can't go there.
I know.
Well, yeah. So they didn't define
my trespassing notice.
What they wanted, but it sounds like comfort food was more like chicken wings, pasta, pizza, hamburgers. And then the gourmet food would be more like stuff so that you receive at a fancy restaurant.
The gourmet food is basically anything you cook.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So anything that's cooked, anything that had to be cooked, cooked. And then the comfort food is just stuff you can get handed to you out of winter.
Also, the
so I do like gourmet food.
It's the thing about, you know, raising, having a family of four or five or whatever right now, going out to dinner.
Oh,
what's the average on that? Like $75, $80, I think.
Kellogg said just eat cereal. Just eat cereal.
But then you can go and you know down deep in your, and I get it. Been there, done that, probably will again. But what you can get this large pizza though mm-hmm. for $5, $6.
$7.14.
You're meeting that need, but then it's like anything. Like, I got a jacket that I paid a lot of money for. It's lasted forever.
Yeah.
I got some that paid $20 for, the sleeve ripped off.
Yeah.
Like, I got a couch that cost a stupid amount of money, but it's awesome and it will last. My daughter will get this couch one day. It's a leather couch. So well made, so nice. But with food, it's if anything that I say that I splurge on or whatever, I pay up for good quality food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't try not to eat the mess.
Well, you might as well, as much as you pay. You might as well pay up. I got two sandwiches. I won't say where they're from. Certain meat, you know, you have to slice.
Uh-huh.
Measure them in half-pound increments.
Boom, 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 boom.
Maybe. $16 for two. I only got to eat one of them. It wasn't even both for
was
me.
Was it real big, named after a state?
Yeah, might have been. Sometimes they don't always measure a half pound. I can usually tell.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got to wait 15 minutes for it, though.
That's like, cool. When you buy drugs, like, do you keep, like, wait a minute. I'm asking this as though someone will call it. Nine, do you know anybody that has their own scale? So after they make a purchase, they will go and say, let me make sure this is, we'll get it later.
That's fine. Yeah, man, that used to be more common, I think, than it is now.
You develop the trust and you. Can you eyeball it and say, yeah, that looks right?
Close enough.
My God.
Do you get in trouble for having the scales? Is that paraphernalia?
Yes.
Just for having the scales?
Can be. Well, if you got other stuff with you, yeah.
Especially if they dust it and find like
grams.
Cubicles.
Yeah.
Or if you're just, I just like to weigh my nuts with them, officer.
P1 David also said, dude, there's seven of us eating as expensive as blank. I bet it
I
is.
I know.
You better be on that snap, for real.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can make it.
But I know how much I spend on groceries for me and my wife in the course of a week. It's just two of us, and she don't eat near as much as I do.
So what would
say
you
say? It's a whole hell of a lot.
It's enough.
How much?
I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
Because if I say, then everybody who spends more than that will be, oh, dude, ain't nothing. I don't want to start that.
It becomes that pissing contest.
It's enough.
Yeah. I went to the grocery store with Grace, and she spent like $400.
God dang, it ain't that much.
Well, but that's including some dog food and things.
Yeah, there's not, that doesn't include dog food.
Like,
there's no babies.
My God!
In there.
And then she didn't say it with like mean intention. She's like, well, there's only one of you, and I'm like, okay, rub it in.
I'd spend that much on myself.
I made her walk home with all the groceries.
Oh my gosh!
Like a meth head pushing a buggy down the road.
Well, $400 wasn't but three bags of food.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even lying on that number. Like that's what it was. It's. Again, it goes back to the stuff we're talking about earlier. It, like, it makes it hard to live right and eat right and all that stuff if you're not making the money. But then again, you know, it's not matching the inflation.
Yes.
Man, I'm getting to the point where if I want to go, like, a fast food, which is often, I have to, man, what kind of rewards do I have? Do I have enough points to get like a free sandwich somewhere?
I do that with Amazon with the reward points or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that. Holy crap. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Christmas happened. I got 16,000 points.
Yes.
You got digital credit.
Well, how far would you go to eat your favorite food? According to this, 40% of the people would take a 20-hour flight to get it, 17% would bike for 300 miles for it, and 14% would walk. For 200
hey, Brown
miles.
University doing this poll?
To maybe. Get a burrito. I don't know.
I've noticed people locally here that have lived in big cities before will go to certain places like, oh, you got to go here. It's on the other side of town, but it's just like eating in New York, man. You got to go to this place.
And, it, I mean, Did you try them out and go?
No, I don't know. Like, I haven't had the New York food, so I don't know if it's like.
So you wouldn't go to the other side of town to see if it's good? Because no. I'm thinking about driving 2.5 hours one way to eat at Quincy's, man.
Well, I don't have the certain spots. Go here.
Well, 2.5 hours there, about 5 on the way back.
I love those plates he used to have. There were two plates.
Yeah.
The metal plate would go down into the big holder.
Yeah, when you got the steak, when you got a steak cooked order. It
didn't matter how hot the plate was.
Nope.
They should use those at Mexican restaurants when you order fajitas.
Those need to come back. What happened to all of them when all the restaurants that had them closed down? Why couldn't I buy those? Where'd they go?
Have a wall of them. It'd be a pretty art installation.
Yes, I want some for the house.
Old Quincy plates.
Mm-hmm. Man, there was one restaurant that just announced they just closed, and it was decent, I think. But people were like, either A, the location was terrible, or like, it's not as good compared to other places to go this far in the town. I'll write it down for you.
Thank you.
I had it once. I think it was good. I don't remember.
Yeah, tell me what you think. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to become a burger place now.
Oh.
Yeah, see, people talk about that, and I'm like, I don't know that burger either.
That's so. The Texas burger place that's coming to town.
Yeah, like, I feel like I don't have to go there to get that.
Well, there's going to be one up the road, and they're open 24 hours. We'll be able to get a cheeseburger on the way to work if we want one, okay?
You mentioned that.
God bless them. Thank you.
I'll bring this up. For, like, 10 years, it's been reported that Bowling Springs was getting a Target, and I drove through there the other day. They're building it.
Wow.
It's
that's
there.
Sweet.
They're building that and a Whataburger right in front of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind them coming to town, the Whataburgers, because, again, they're open 24 hours, and there's going to be one on the way to work. That's fine with me. Sometimes you want a cheeseburger at 5 a.m., man.
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
I do.
I can't. Unless I'm hungover.
Yeah, I'm talking about, if you're still awake, it's one thing. I'm on the way to work wanting one,
If that's technically your dinner, if you're getting off work, sounds good. Some people.
And if you get aroused by talking about food, what is that a sign of? Does that mean everything's working? Okay.
Morbidly obesity. Morbid obesity.
Yeah.
Well,
say what you want to. I've been that since I was a teenager.
Hang on now.
Old school.
We'll cut you off right there.
What? Morbidly obese?
Oh, her.
Oh, we're out of time.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, I know you can't do
I'll
it all
do
day.
Do it tomorrow. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
All right, we're going to take us a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about birthdays, suckets, and I have an apology to make. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It took me a second, too. I should have been quicker with that. I was like, what is that? Oh, I can get it at the bookstore. All right. I'm sure she loves the fact that we're doing a little mid-show monologue right in the middle
of making puns.
Trying situation. Bailey, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-oh, somebody's in the bathroom.
You heard right, stud.
No.
Oh, you're not? You're in an empty theater? Like, what? It's wild.
I went to my office.
Oh.
Ooh.
Damn.
Big office. Very nice.
Yeah.
Unless, I told you I'm staying here.
Yeah. Well, I call my bathroom my office. Nevertheless, here's the thing. You're about to call. Are we at the, you know... You live together and it's your boyfriend, but is it the love of your life? Did you see this as one day, you know, he would be more than just a boyfriend?
Yeah. I did. I mean, I know he asked the way he asked, but I honestly thought that he wouldn't. He would just come.
I see. Okay. We're going to call his number right now. Now, I assume that you know this, but the phone will ring. When he answers, you talk to him as though you're just calling him on your own. Mm-hmm. If he says, why is the number blocked, say it's a hospital number. I don't know why they would block it, but make up some excuse for that. And are you sure you want to do this? We didn't put you up to it, and you're not getting like tickets to
this is totally 100% me. I just needed some assistance to do this.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
If he cusses now, we'll have to throw him on hold, and you too. So just don't hang up and think we're disconnected.
That's true. People, okay.
People from Chicago cuss a lot, I've heard.
A lot. Tend to.
Yes, they do.
Most of them.
All right. Ryan Sandberg being number one suspect.
Yeah.
The mouth on that man. You would think he was a savior.
Hey, where you at?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Oh, why does it say you're in South Carolina? North Carolina wasn't bad enough for you?
I mean, well, you know, the hospital is like really close to the border, so I don't know.
You good? What's up?
Well, it sounds like you're, like, already in a bad mood, so I'll just make this easier.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood. Do you think I haven't seen you in, like, 2 months already?
Yeah, babe, well, I mean, like, I love it here, and I'll be an idiot if I didn't take this permanent position, like, so I'm moving.
Oh, well, not this again, please. It's too early.
No, it isn't, and I'm not kidding. Like, I'm moving to North Carolina, and that's that.
So what you're saying is that we're going to break up? You're breaking up with me?
No, I didn't say that. You're welcome to move with me, and you can stay here. Like, or we'll just have to go our separate ways.
Oh, wow. You think I'm going to go move some Redneckville, some Hillbilly Hollow? I don't know what all that is. What you should know is that you're going to stay here with me, or you're down there by yourself.
What? I just told you I'm moving to North Carolina. I said it like 3 times.
Okay, so you're gonna dump me to go play in some mud with some hicks, right? I don't know. Have you lost your mind, or you even graduated from college? What's wrong with you?
All right, see, like you're kind of a dick, and I didn't realize it until I came down here and find out what it's like to be around happy people in a happy place. Like I'm just so much at peace here. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go. And there it goes out of yourself. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling your bluff. You're probably going to be back in like 2 weeks.
That's fine. Well, maybe I'll just drive by your apartment in 3 weeks and wave goodbye from my U-Haul truck.
I don't believe this. Where's all this confidence coming from? What, you want somebody... met some good old boy, wants to make you his old lady or something.
Ah, that's actually a great idea. Hey, Rise Guys, can you help me find a date once I get moved?
Huh? Who? I'm not going to help you find nothing. What are you talking about?
Golly, bum, man. This is... Lord, there's a lot of us. Don't say any bad words, Austin. We're on the radio, live radio down here in South Carolina. That's south. Why the number showed up in that way.
Not north.
So please don't cuss.
So this is all a joke then, right? You're not moving anywhere.
No, I'm really moving, Austin.
It's not a prank or nothing. It'd be a bad prank.
And we don't hang out in the mud all the time, just when it rains a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to today.
Wait, you're telling me you're staying over there? This is so stupid. You're stupid. This is so stupid.
What?
You say you're stupid. This type of prank, but this is dumb.
It's like she's really
moving. What is wrong with you?
Oh, you hung up. anymore.
I wouldn't put up with a man calling me stupid like that. If I heard somebody say that to my daughter, I'd beat his ass.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
I'd look at her first to get the nod. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want to like overstep.
Yeah.
But if she gave me the nod, like, go kick his ass. Go kick his ass, daddy.
Kick his ass, too.
Kick his ass, daddy. I would. That's bull crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a freaking nurse. God bless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plus he said stuff like, how'd you graduate from college? Or did you graduate? Something like, did you graduate from college? Stuff like that.
And
yeah.
Also,
I thought he was talking to me.
See, I bet she did and he didn't. And that's why he says that. He's insecure about it.
Oh, is that?
He's just always an a-hole.
Yeah.
Then there's that.
It's that, too.
Thank you for saying it that way.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
You've obviously been listening since you've been in North Carolina.
Yeah. Golly bum, man. I will respond to this text. This is kind of, Matt, you're even now. Listen to everything you said about Illinois before you called. True. Okay. I learned that from my daddy. When Johnny Carson one time made a joke about the South, my dad, like, he would never watch it anymore. Never would watch it because he's like, you know, he'd always say, you can make fun of me, but don't make fun of my kids. And I was like, there's more to make fun of about us than there is you, though, Daddy. Oh, Jesus Christ. But enough about me, Bailey. You're going to find somebody. There's a bunch of dudes already texting. Good Lord.
All 828 area codes.
The minute I say that, I click on that screen. I'm available. I'm single. Hey, give Bailey my number.
I like to bang.
Hey, ask her if she's on the gram.
Uh-huh.
That could mean a couple of different things coming from 828 area code and many others.
Well, she got to go get her stuff, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
That's going to give him time to apologize and worm his way back in.
Or not. Put her high heels in the bathtub and light them on fire.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A little reverse rising.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah. You're going to cut up your pocketbooks and whatnot.
He's going to cut your panties in half.
Oh, no. That'd be a thong then.
Oh, he's going to cut the thongs in half.
Oh, God. That would suck.
You probably patch it together back there.
Could you patch it? Use some invisible tape? Who knows?
No, you might break it. Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
No. Sorry for his loss. He lost, not her.
Yeah.
She's winning.
Yeah, she seems to be coming out on top in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm super excited about this move and my new life here up in the mountains in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys could just help me find a date or something.
Well, you'd be somebody's sugar mama for sure.
Yeah.
Who is a famous person you look like? That's something I always ask when it comes to these kind of, hey, hook me up or whatever. It's the easiest way to translate it instead of saying I'm 5'4", I have red hair, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity.
Who would be, I don't know. Megan Fox?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
All right.
You sound thicker, though.
My God.
That's good. You're a thicker Megan Fox.
Oh, I think this is good, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Okay.
Bigger butt.
All right. Bailey Fox.
Bigger hoops.
I've been wanting to bring back the P1 dating game, so if you're into that, we just can't, like, legally. We can allow you to exchange phone numbers. We can no longer sponsor the date.
Because then
if people go out afterwards and,
I know it sucks, but we can't sponsor the date and go with you or send anybody with you to make it real uncomfortable for
everybody
involved.
Or can't provide transportation.
Yeah, can't do that either.
It's trafficking.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm financially stable.
Boom!
You get it, girl.
Okay. Bailey, have a good morning, okay? Welcome to our land.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thank you more.
I've been here since day one-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Megan Fox, she probably doesn't do the weird stuff like drink blood.
I tell you, my ears are not as good as they used to be. I'm sitting here just painting a picture of what I thought she looked like, and I was just way off. Completely off. Way off.
She's beautiful.
Thicker Megan Fox is?
Yeah. But you know what? I watched Friday the other day. I don't say anything about her. I'm sure she was truthful. But I watched Friday the other day. And remember when Debbie's friend was coming to meet up with Smokey and said she looked like Janet Jackson? That's not always the best question to ask. Because sometimes Janet Jackson.
But being on the radio, that's one
I know.
Of the best ways to do it.
I know.
Because people say, I went to this concert. 10,000 people were there. in my mind, like, I can't. What's that look like? You know what I mean? I don't know what 10,000 people looks like versus.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Seven.
Guys. Break it
down. Live from callrob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on February 28th, happy birthday.
Or.
Suck it.
We'll do this guy first.
Save room for my apology, too.
All right.
Uh-oh.
How old is this blockhead?
I remember this.
And y'all got problems with Beyonce. I mean,
yeah,
come
I know.
On.
Remember, that was a sound drop every day for like a year.
Yes. What do you think, Fat Boy?
Man, let me say he's 46.
45.
48.
He's 47 today.
Dang.
What? 47.
47.
47. His ass get
bigger.
How about the terrifically talented actress, Allie Larder.
Oh, yeah. She,
what do you remember from?
Posters.
What kind of posters?
Like bikinis, thongs?
Yeah.
Spencers?
Are you thinking? Yes. I think you're thinking of Allie Landry.
I am.
I'm thinking of the blonde actress, Allie Larder, who you would see in Varsity Blues wearing a whipped cream bikini for Mox.
Yeah.
Because she called him Mox.
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 Oh, 44.
He's also in Final Destination, Resident Evil movies.
I'm 48. We're going in order. It feels weird.
47.
She is 48, Fat Boy.
God.
Yep.
But did that go backwards on mine?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. Those actors were, I guess, older. I think Scott Conn was one of the oldest cast members of Varsity Blues.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Later.
And
like his dad was James Conn. Like, crap.
Yep. Varsity Blues was like 27 years ago or something, and then nobody heard of Jason Aldean for like 10 years after that.
It's the best high school football movie ever.
It is. It's a great movie.
Oh, is it David Caruso?
No.
Detective Kelly?
It's not David Caruso's birthday.
Is it Grissom?
It's an actor I like a lot.
He
was on CSI Miami.
Garth Brooks.
No, it was Roy Cochran's birthday.
Oh!
Fat Boy knows Roy Cochran because Roy Cochran was Slater, man, in Dazed and Confused.
Slater, give me some drugs,
he
man.
He was in Empire Records. He's been in a ton of stuff. Everybody's seen him in a million movies.
Yep. I saw him in something.
I'll go whatever Fat Boy says.
52? Get something from your mother, man.
53.
Check you later. He is 52 today.
Check you later.
Check you later. He's the best.
He does some serious stuff now.
Yeah, he does a lot of acting, a lot of big movies and shows all the time. Who's next here? Oh, this guy.
Sloppy Bottom Boys.
Soggy. George Clooney?
It is not him. It's one of the greatest actors of all time, along with John Goodman.
Tim Blake.
Well, he's good. John Turturro, man.
Oh, Jesus Quintana.
He's in one of my all-time favorite movies that nobody's ever seen called Box of Moonlight with him and Sam Rockwell. It's awesome.
Old Pete. Everett, Pete, and Delmer. These two soggy some bitches are Pete and Delmer.
Hogwallop.
Tucky, 58. Probably way off.
60?
59.
John Turturro, 67.
What did the guy say to Clooney when he saw him in the store? Her new beau?
No, I can't remember, man. You said
it. You can't talk to my fiance like that. You can't marry my wife.
Yeah, that was a good exchange. That guy's in a lot of stuff, too.
Shania Twain. Oh, okay, never mind.
I thought it was gonna. She was gonna say, "Let's go, girls."
'80s as hell, ain't it?
Oh yeah. This is like a remix.
It's Karate Kid.
Steamer.
Who?
Ricky Steamboat.
Coming to town.
The dragon.
It's Little Dragon.
All the trilogy with Flair and the Chi-Town Rumble.
Chi-Town Heat 88, man.
And then Flair had the great feud with Terry Funk after that. Awesome stuff.
Oh, the pile driver through the table.
Oh, yeah, on the table.
With tuxedo.
Back when you'd sell stuff.
And he's wearing tuxedos with damn snakeskin boots on with him. That was awesome.
You know, Terry's first finisher was a stink face. They called the butt funk.
Forever.
What?
His last finisher was with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Literally. I must say Dick Blood. Ricky Steamboat is 69.
72.
71.
Ricky Steamboat is 72 today.
Hey.
72 today.
Man, look at yo boy.
Yeah.
Getting them dubs.
This is Bernadette Peters. Just get that out of the way.
I sometimes can't remember if she's alive or dead.
She's alive.
Pretty lady.
I get her mixed up with Madeline Kahn.
Yeah.
That'd be easy to do, yep.
I think Steve Martin had a thing for both of them.
Well, I think Bernadette Peters was a little more blessed than Madeline Kahn.
You talking about the sportscaster Steve Martin?
No.
I don't know who that is.
Shout out Jefferson Pylon Sports.
Oh, freaking love legend. Jefferson Pylon.
Go Hornets.
I will say.
Did I say that wrong? Never happens.
81.
I'm surprised she made the list, to be honest. I'm going to say suck it.
Wow.
84.
You don't remember how important The Jerk and her cleavage was to the generation of young men in this country?
That movie was... It taught me so much.
She's 76 today.
I was actually raised by a black family as well. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. How about Mario Andretti? Some people call him Mario.
Those people are Yankees.
They are. Oh. They are, in fact. Give you a name for that.
Senior?
Mario Andretti.
83.
It's Andrew's uncle. It's 88.
Action's grandpa.
89.
He's 84 today. And then you got Gilbert Godfrey would have had a birthday today. Captain Steubing, Bubba Smith, and various other people.
Hightower.
Charles Durning. Bugsy Siegel.
Charles Durning.
But that's all we got for celebrity birthdays. But Madman has an apology to make.
I wanted to
leave time for that.
Yesterday, a sweet friend asked me to do them a favor and say happy birthday to their son. And I was like, can I say suck it? Like, oh, please don't. It's his birthday. And I said I would do it, and I forgot to do it.
Oh.
And he texted me after the show and said, hey, when'd you do it? I was like, God.
Some friend you are, he says.
Yeah, so
I'm going to guess 24 now.
I'm just apologizing.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
I was hoping I get to guess. I know I'm right.
That's all I'm doing. I didn't want to make that person feel bad because they ruined my whole day.
Yeah.
Probably made me walk. I walked in first thing this morning. Ah, God, I forgot I didn't do that yesterday. I'm in a bad mood now.
That's who it was. That's whose fault it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was you, Zachary Roberts. Your daddy, Jethro, has been a good friend to me over the years, and I remember when you were a tiny little tot. Now you're 24 damn years old.
He's a sweet Woo! Man, that Jethro.
That's wild. That is wild as can be.
Ooh, I remember when he was still swimming.
Got a text. Let's see if he heard it good. Okay, my cell phone bill was paid automatically. That's cool. you do that when you're sitting there. Oh, I got a text. Run over and read it. Oh, cool. All right, that's gonna come out tomorrow. Awesome, thank you.
That's for your convenience, sir.
I'd like to say thank you for listening to today's show. I know after that 6 o'clock beginning, it was probably tough to.
Mm-hmm.
But we got through it. Just as predicted, we'll end. And I'm not sitting here saying I won't stay another hour. But I had a good time. Hopefully, everybody had a good time.
Bad Boy said he won't stay another hour. As a matter of fact, he is staying another hour.
Ooh.
After hour with Fat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Little wrap up.
Just one.
You can do a podcast by yourself.
Hell yeah. Pile more stuff on. That's
you
cool.
You should go interview people. People won't listen to the interview.
On the screen.
I went and looked at that. Somebody in this building took time to interview somebody. Uh-huh. Probably took 20, 30 minutes. Three downloads. And you got to assume one of the people was the person who conducted the interview.
Yeah.
I'm like, golly, that's sad. Man, that sucks.
It's a lot of effort put into it, too.
Yeah. It wasn't on anyone on our station, so we're good. And I have nothing else to do anyway. So, did I say thank you yet for listening?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, I mean it this time.
Just in case.
Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each of you that has listened and continue to listen and spread the word. You know, just because we've been here so long, you got people coming in and out of this area so often that don't just assume. Tell them. Let's get back to the days of spreading the word. I mean, things haven't changed as far as you're not going to find us on a billboard or in a, you know.
You can tell people that work about us instead of just talking trash about whoever ain't there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What are we going to do then?
I don't know.
Get today's podcast. You can text the word podcast to 72341. That is the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message, data rate supply.
Yeah, and we're on the Odyssey app. This AUDACY. Most places that podcasts are available. Tomorrow is Thursday. Day before Friday.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good. Wash your hands.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!